If a National Grid rate hike is approved by the State Public Service Commission, residential customers could be paying $16 more a month for their electric and gas bills over the next 3 years. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, critics say the increase could hurt the most vulnerable.
National Grid spokesperson Virginia Limiotis says the proposal includes a $2.5 billion investment in its energy network and 250 new jobs.
We haven't had a significant rate increase in well over a decade. That's an issue to consider. There is a cost that is directly connected to the delivery of energy.
National Grid would also expand its energy affordability program, increasing enrollment by more than 50,000 income-eligible customers. Limiotis says that would mitigate rate increases for those customers and lower their monthly bills. Rich Pachalski, executive director of Syracuse United Neighbors, says his organization is against the increase and they are concerned it could lead to more power shutoffs.
That's a critical problem in our neighborhoods. You know, I see too often people having their utility bills escalate and they can't catch up in terms of back payments because most of them are on fixed income or they're low-income residents.
If the Public Service Commission rejects the proposal, negotiations with National Grid start over. If no deal is reached, it goes to litigation. A decision could be made in the next few weeks. If approved, the three-year plan would start this spring. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.